Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf Yud Zayin in Arvei Pesachim. Let's talk a little bit about music today. A little bit about music. Not so much the halachic aspects of music, that is a separate sugya in terms of music post-Chorban and the Gemara in Maseches Sota, that one shouldn't be listening to any type of music bisman hazeh, and the Shulchan Aruch generally is machmir, and the Ramah is mekel, in terms of music post-Chorban. That won't be our topic today, but just music in general, in terms of where it comes up in some halachas and hashkafa. The Gemara mentions here, in the sugyas of Hallel, what is the source and who wrote Hallel? The Gemara has many different opinions, but again, the Gemara has right in the middle of the Midtana Rabbanan. Kol shiros v'tushbachos she'amar David b'sefer Tehillim. All the shiros and tushbachos, all the songs, right? David was known as the Meshorer of Klal Yisrael. All the songs that David said, Rabbi Elazar Omer k'neged atzma amran. He was talking about his own life. He was talking about Hodah that he wanted to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on his own life. Rabbi Yeshua Omer k'neged tzibur amran. Now he's talking relating to the tzibur. V'chama omrim, yesh b'yem k'neged tzibur, v'yesh b'yem k'neged atzmo. Some relate to him, some relate to the tzibur. Ha'amuras b'lashin yachid k'neged atzmo. Ha'amuras b'lashin rabbi k'neged tzibur. Okay, different types of songs. Nitzuach v'nigun, nitzuach from whenever there's a word lamnatzeach or menagein, la'asid lavo, that's referring to something in the future. Maskil al yidei Turgaman. Well, David Mizmar, Malamesha, Sharta, Lav Shchina, Viacharka, Chamashira. Whenever a paragraph starts off with L'David Mizmar, it means that he had Ashras Ashchina, and then he was able to sing. L'David, he had the Ashras Ashchina, Mizmar, then he started to sing. Rashbam, Mashma Tchila, Haya L'David Ruach HaKodesh. L'David, there was Ruach HaKodesh. Viacharka, Mizmar. And then he started to sing. That's L'David Mizmar. Mizmar, L'David. The opposite, Mizmar LaDavid, means he started to sing and then he had Ashras Ashchina. Mashma, the Rashbam says, Mitoch HaMizmar Ba'ashchina LaDavid. Right? Mitoch HaMizmar, through the singing, then he had Ashras Ashchina. Lula Medcha, what does this teach me? We have this elsewhere, Maseches Brachos, She'ein Ashchina Shora. Ashras Ashchina flows from a state of Simcha. Lo mitoch atzlus, not in a state of atzlus, we translate as laziness, but in terms of not being productive. Lo mitoch atzlus, not in a state of sadness. Lo mitoch schok, lo mitoch kalos rosh, a state of lack of seriousness in a negative way. Lo mitoch dvarim betelim, ele mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. Mitoch simcha shel mitzvah, in a great mood, that's when the Shadez Ashras Ashchina, Shinamar, as the Pasuk says in Sefer Malachim, in Paragimel. Kachuli v'atakachuli menagein. Elisha, I think, says, "Get a menagein. Vayikinaget a menagein. Vatihi alav Yad Hashem." That the Yad Hashem and the Ashras Ashchina, when a person is in a good mood, and when is a point helps a person become a good mood, a song kachuli menagein, right, that comes up also in Sefer Shmuel in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud, that there is an idea of music helping to put somebody in that state. The Maharal has an important comment in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Lamed, where this comes up also, the Hashras Ashchina Mitoch Simcha. Says the Maharal there, why is that? Because Hashras Ashchina is only on a complete state. Shalem. Pirish. Kimalas Asimcha ki ena Ashchina Shora. Pirish. Ena Ashchina Shora al davar chaser rak al hashalem. Lefichach, says the Maharal, kasher nafsho eino besimcha. When a person is not happy, v'hibachi saron, he's in a state of lack. Ein ashchina shora. Aval asimcha hagashmis ein ashchina shora disimcha zos. But we're not talking about a physical simcha. Ki Hashem Yisbarach nivdal min adram hagashmim. He's separated from those physical. Klal adavar, ki basha amar shlomo, v'shibachti anias asimcha, which Shlomo Melech says in Koheles, I praise the simcha hainu kasher asimcha hi elokit. Aval asimcha shi gashmit, Lamazos, right? The different types. But again, that's why the Hashras Ashchina is only on a state of Simcha, because that is considered a Davar Shalem. The Ksav Sofer also writes in a Tshuva, in Arachayim, in Simen Chav Zayin, he relates to this idea as well. Why is it considered Chaser when a person is Ba'atzvus? Because it means that there's a lack of Bitachon in a certain regard. Because a person had Bitachon and realize everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we do our best. So then, there's a Shalva Nefesh. There's a Shalva Nefesh that we always have. says the Ksav Sofer. Zeo ma she'omri, yishkin ashor el mitoch simcha, tzorach lomar, lama lo, v'chi ke'ish kel v'sheyechazev v'yemas v'mi she'panav zo'athos, v'libo b'kirbo nishbar, she'merchag v'men, halo Hashem yishkon is dakosh v'aruach, Hashem rests His presence even on the lowly of spirit. Elo hu adavar sher dibarnu, ki mishu b'shleimus emuna, Omein, somebody who is in the shleimus of emuna believes ki akol me Hashem yisbarach umeito lo teitzei haros lo yichav libo v'lo tispal bal machshavaso. His machshava won't be mavulbal because everything is from Hashem. Im yechle o im yavo alav echam and amikrim, if something happens to him or he gets ill, lo tovim lefi sha'a urus enei ha'adam, and something happens, umisha doeg koev v'ne'enach, somebody is worried and in pain and groans, umitztar chisarod emuna. Vapitachonu, it's a lack. Right, somebody once pointed out that da'aga, worry, has, what letters of the Aleph base in it? Aleph, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. Doesn't have the base, doesn't have bitachon. Because, and we have so many worries, but it's because we have that lack. The ishkazeh, ein ro'im shatishra alav shchina, ki chisaran ashleimusu, like the Maral said. The yafe amrei, shchina shor alam toch simcha, misha samach libo, batoch b'ashem, ki letav avid, ava b'yishena ra'a eich uma, even though he doesn't see how and why. But that is the Ksav Sofer's comment, similar to the Maharal. So let's talk a little bit about a couple of comments about music related to this. So as we said before, music awakens. It awakens the spirit, as the psukim say that we just had on our daf. And this is because human beings, we need external stimuli, right? We can't just, sometimes we can, but often we need to be motivated. We need stimuli in order to wake us up, right? This is the Sefer HaChinuch talks about this on the mitzvah of blowing chatzotzros in the Beis HaMikdash and at a time of war. Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet in the Sefer HaChinuch. Let's call b'chatzotzros b'mikdash b'chol yom b'hakrev kol karban. We blow chatzotzros when we bring a karban. Ukmo chen b'shas hatzaros, and also at a time of milchama. Right? Why do we do that? Why are we blowing? So again, you might say it's covet. It's like honorable and like a king has horns blowing. But again, what's that about? It makes us feel something. It makes us feel awe. Noise from the outside, different types of noise, put us into a specific mood. So to chatzotzros, misharshi mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch. What's the kavana behind this mitzvah? Lefisha b'shas ha-karban. He's talking about chatzotzros, but we're going to relate it. B'shas ha-karban ha-yu tzricha l'chavein daitam yafeh b'inyano. When a person is bringing a karban, then he, the kohen, has to focus. Kemoshi yadua, shu nifsal b'machshavas yaduas. Right, there are problematic thoughts that pass the karban. V'gam kein tzorach ha-karban kavana shleima lefia d'fnei adon ha-kol shetzivanu alav. V'gam kein be'ez ha-tzara tzorach adam kivun gadol b'tchaneno lefi baro shirachim alav yatzilim mitzaraso. We need kavana that Hashem, we should have proper prayer that Hashem should save us. V'lachein itztavinu b'tkiyas ha-chatzotzos b'itam eila. Hashem told us to blow chatzotzos at these times. Lefi she'ha-adam b'yoso b'alchomer, man, being finite, tzarech his or is gado al advarim. We need awakening. Ki ateva mi bli meir ya'amod ki yashen. Because often we get to sleepwalk through life if we're not awakened. Ve'ein davar ya'oreruhu kemo kolos hanigun. There is nothing that could awaken us like sounds of music. Okay, hopefully some of us could be awakened by a great thought, a great vart, but music goes to somewhere where it's not even intellectual. It's somewhere in the soul. The kol shekein kol hachatzotzros shu hakol hagadol shebechol kli hanigun. And trumpets is even the greatest kol. The greatest kol, says the chinuch. He also says regarding chatzotzros specifically, ki bekol hakolos yasiru adam ilibo machshavos sharis ki haolam v'lo yitein leiv v'os hashoki in bedvar hakarbon. And they'll focus on it, and that's what the that's what is done. Okay, and there's the vart about every generation needing their own chatzotzros, right? That is the roulette. But music inspires, and there's a chachma to it. There's a chachma to it. Anybody who is an expert musician knows there's tremendous chachma and wisdom to how to play and the different cadences and the different ways of, that you play the music. In the Hagdama to the Pa'as HaShulchan, Rabbi Saul Mishklov notes that the Vilna Gaon, his Rebbe, was a baki in every chachma. In every chachma, he knew every chachma. He knew botany. He knew music. Music, he knew music. The Gra knew music. Right? He wanted to learn Chachmas Hanituach. He wanted to learn probably means anatomy, but his father didn't want him to. And the story goes that because if he would have done that, he would have been the greatest doctor in the world. He would have had to spend his time being the greatest doctor in the world and healing people. He wouldn't have been able to be the Vilna Gaon. So he didn't put himself in that situation. That's not the story. But either way, you see from there that the music is a wisdom and a grow is a bucky in it. And we know one thing that the angels do. And that is that they sing. We know the angels sing, right? That we don't know much else about the angels, but that they sing. So that's what music does. We know music is a major part of tefillah, right? We know back in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodas HaLeviim, they were the Mishorerim and the Mishoarim. And a person who is a Mishorer, right, he has his job until he can't sing properly anymore, because music is supposed to achieve a purpose. The Sefer Chassidim notes that music is something that we should connect to in our own tefillah. We should daven with a tune. There's a tune for everything. I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shlach HaKadosh that whenever there are Mishnayos in davening, like Ezel Makoman or Baba Malikin, we should say it in the Mishnayos tune. In that way, we'll relate to Mishnah in a certain way in the tefillah. So the Sefer Chassidim writes in, besides the Mishnah that we just mentioned, we'll get back to that, Be'ez Hashem, soon, but he writes in Os Kuf Nun Ches. Kuf Nun Ches, he talks about how seriously we have to take tefillah. Ukshe tomar brachos v'shvachos, ta'aseh ki'ilu ata omeid lefnei melech. V'hu omer lecha hashmi'ini es kolech. The king is saying, let me hear your voice. Va'al tarutz dvarecha. Va'al temar lahotzi dvarecha mipicha. Don't rush. V'im titztarech lefarnasa, al tasim libcha rak lo'usa bracha. Kamo lebirchas hashanim. Sometimes, you know, the only bracha we have kavana for is in Parnasa bracha. Oim yishlecha choli, al tasim libcha rak lebirchas hacholim. V'pnei she'omer malecha lamala, they'll look down and say, oh, he's only focusing on that. Zeploni sarve, she'ino tzorecha lozos. L'kach techavin b'chol ha'brachos. Do what we can. Right? V'im lotu, and try to be mosif personal things in the tefila. K'shetispal tosif al kol bracha u'bracha me'inyana l'tzorchecha. And then he adds, v'im lotu chal osif, chakar lecha achar nigunim. If you can't add in, maybe say it in your own personal tune. U'k'shetispal el amar osan ba'oso nigun, she'na'im u'matok be'inecha, ba'oso nigin, and more tfilascha, v'tispalel tfilascha, b'kavana, v'yimshach libcha achar motzaficha. Daven in your tune, in your personal tune, says the Sefer Chassidim, and that itself is a hosafa. There are other parts. The Aruch HaShulchan talks about singing during Birchas Kohanim. Right? The Aruch HaShulchan quotes that they should sing, right, in Chutz Laaretz, when they say the tefillah. So he said, we should sing in between. He says you shouldn't sing many different tunes because then it might confuse the Kohanim. But just one tune, Ve'ein l'nagin l'nigin echon mitchila v'atzof. This is Aruch HaShulchan Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Lamed Hei. V'ksas mashma b'zed al kapanim nigun echad yinagnu. V'lachara lama lo yishtiku l'gamrei. Why don't you just keep quiet? Why do you have to sing at all? V'ulai d'mizeh yavo l'de his orus, the hislavus, l'vorech b'kavana, al derech v'ayi k'nagin emanagin. No, it helps the Kohanim give a bracha with hislavus. And that's in Birchas Kohanim. So we have it in the Avodas HaLeviim. We have it in our own personal davening, the Sefer Chassidim says. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Birchas Kohanim. And Rav Moshe writes that tunes obviously aren't a hefsek. Right? Words could be a hefsek, but tunes go with the tefillah. And he writes in Aruch Chaim, in Chela Gimel, Simen Ches, about something else. He has one line. Lodami l'negunim. The tshuva there is about making announcements in places where you can't be mafsik. V'lodami l'negunim ba'alma. Sha'av she'nishma ke'in havara. Kibot she'in la'havara shum kavanas dibur eino hefsik. It's not a problem. Others are a little more positive. It's not just not a hefsik, but it's an inherent part of the tefillah. I saw b'shem Rabbi Nachman that a chazin is from the word chazon. That the chazan is supposed to help bring a chazon to those he is leading. He is the shliach of the tzipor. And a proper chazan with tunes helps give the tzipor a vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Getting back to tunes and learning, the Tiferes Yisrael in Arachin discusses, in the fourth parak, discusses the concept of chisurim echsra. We know that, you know, sometimes a Mishnah seems to be missing words and we understand it in a different way. So the question that some Achronim ask is, so why didn't they just change it? Right, it doesn't seem to say what it means. Like the Gemara has a totally template that turns it totally on its side and upside down and backwards. So why doesn't the Gemara and the Bali the Amorim just change it? So says the Tiferes Yisrael. Kashali, Bechal Duchta Tani Chisur Mechsura, Vahaki Kamar. Imkain, Lama lo Higiyo Amishna. Why didn't they just edit it? The Lama Behemes Havinakit Tana Lushna Ketia. Or this Tana has a shortened Lashon. The Imshish Lomar Shagam Kasher Behemes. Sometimes you could say, oh, it's the chisaron in Ardas. But you can't always say that. Sometimes it's exactly the opposite of what it says. So why didn't they change it? Velule mistafina. What I weren't nervous to say is just the following, says the Teferis Yisrael. I would say the following. Based on what it says, Tosfos at the end, the Mesech is Megillah. Right? Tosfos in the Megillah, the Lame Beis says, Kalashon alashone below Zimra. Someone who learns without sing-song. Vechakas of Amrina Bebeitza. Gemara, Gemara, Zimara, Tetehei. Shayulahem Zmiros miyuchadim lechol Mishnu Mishnah. They had a tune for Mishnayis. Right, just like nowadays, right, if there's a song that we know, there are some Gemaras that we would never know, except for the fact that somebody made a tune for them. Right, everybody knows Tanya by heart. Why? That Gemara in Maseches Brachos, because Avram Fried made a song about it. Or, you know, others, Shweki has a song, Ashrei Mi Shebalakan V'Tamuda B'Yado. Whatever it is, there are Gemaras that we know because, and other Psukim that we know, because of songs. So the Pharisees all said they all knew Mishnayis because of songs. Ulufiani as daiti, hayazek de la chazek ha mishnah bakoa chazikaron. To help remember, mida hayushonin ha mishnah yisal pea, filibi me rebi. Vayade ha nigun nizkar hetev. Lishna de masnisan. Through the swing, through the tune, they would remember the language of the mishnah. Basher shaya azemar misudar lafi amilos vahababos shem mishnah. Valachin kama pa'amin basar hatana, gamkein bamila zos ulfamim. Ba'achir. Sometimes there's somewhat of a poetic license given in Mishnayis. Hakol kafi ha-na'os l'kol ha-shir ha-myuchad la-ha-mishnah. Umehai taima l'famim nishna baba shenira yisera b'mishnah zu vein sarach l'amazu. Sometimes it's like the chiddush is at the beginning of the Mishnah. Abal haya kadesh shel lishkol babos ha-mishnah kafi ha-babos ha-perki ha-shir. They fit it in and paralleled it to the song. Umehai taima af shahaya chisura mechzera henichu kach. So therefore, even after a chisura mechzera, they would leave it. Mi demuvan memela dim, because they and you can figure it out based on working hard. Dim lokein yeh ma'isa listar v'shmar zeh, says the Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael, I think, was a Talmud of the Maharal. Maharal says you have to learn Mishnayis. Tosfos Yantif and the Maharal shmar zeh dim gam rov pa'amim munachim pninim yikarim b'shini lashon atana al kapane b'makam shol yadan utam acher nistapik et asmo b'tam zeh shu gam ken amiti b'asmo. Even though there are other reasons, but I think this is an important reason. Again, they kept it to fit into the song. Fine. There are some problematic forms, right? There is a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph, where the Gemara says one shouldn't sing Shir HaShirim. The Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan Hakorei Pasuk Shal Shir HaShirim Ba'oso Sokim in Zamar, or Va'akorei Pasuk Bebeis HaMishtaos Belozmano. Or if you say any Pasuk, that sounds like even non Shir HaShirim, you say it in a non improper time, maybe Ra La'olam, that's terrible. Why? Bebreisha Torah Chagora Sak. Torah wears a sackcloth. Va'omedes l'vnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Va'omeres l'fan. Ribono shel olam. Asuni banecha kikinor shemenagnim bo leitzim. The Torah says to Hashem, I'm like a harp that they play me. They play me, so it's inappropriate. So it seems like a certain type of inappropriate singing from Shir HaShirim. So Shir HaShirim specifically is noted by the poskim that it's a problem. Why? Because Shir HaShirim on the surface seems like a love story between a man and a woman. And if we apply it to a man and a woman, that would be misunderstanding it and even abusing the psukim. Because it's dafka mashal between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That's why some poskim say it shouldn't be used on wedding invitations and in the context of a chasen and kala, because that's really could be misunderstood. Those psukim are about the ultimate chasen and kala, not actual chasen and kala. So that's why Shir HaShirim itself is an issue. But this is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, or the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch do not quote this warning. It is in the Nosei Kelim, the Magen Avraham in Tavkuf Samach, the Mishnah, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah. They all quote this from the Gemara here in Sanhedrin. But the minhag is to be mekel. The minhag is Himekel. Moshe Feinstein already notes this in Yaradeya, Chelek Beis, Simen, Kuf, Mem Beis. He notes that the minhag is to be Mekel regarding music. Beis, Kuf, Mem Beis. He's not really a fan. Again, Moshe is not really a fan in general of music post the Churban. But he says, Mani are Mekel. Betzam Roan Anush, Arova Olam, Ezamim, Nuskhe Brachas, Vagam Sukim, Becholin Yani Simcha, Av Chasidim Anjei Maisa. Afshe zevadei emefurish begemara leisar, v'lo yodu li tam nachon. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it's only Shir HaShirim, but Rashi doesn't say it's only Shir HaShirim, so Ramosha really is not convinced. But many say, look at the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah, that Gemara in Sanhedrin, has the suffix at least. Maybe it's only when it's used in an inappropriate way. The Yesh Lafarish, the Hani Mili, Mandakari Le Derech Schok, Avamanda Machabin Lishpuche Beakarish Baruch Hu, Derech Nigun, Shaper Dami. It could very well be that if the kavan is to be Meshavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's fine. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. But I'm not sure. But at least the Yad Ramah has that suggestion, and that's what many Achronim say. It depends how you're using it. If you look in Rosh Shlomo Zalman's Chikum Mamtakim in Chelek Beis on page Kuf, if you look in the Lahoros Nasan, Chelek Dalet Simen Memhei, they all say, is the music background for the Psukim? Or is the psukim the background for the music, to say it sharply? Meaning, do you like the tune, and therefore using psukim just because you like the beat? Or you want to sing the tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to sing psukim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're using a tune to help that. So that's what the Rav Shlomo Zalman says. Shadavar taloi. Im adam shar pasuk kedei lehisor tochan ha-pasuk. L'mashal. Adam shar tov li toras picham yalvezo v'chesef kedei lehisor be'emes la'avas ha-torah. O shar ki mitzion teitzei torah. O pasuk acher shesharam kedei lehisor la'avas torah la'avas zion. Azeim bazeh ba'ya. Aval im adam shar pasuk. Rak mipnei shahanigud mosichein be'inav. That's a problem. Zeh be'emes aser. And therefore we have to realize that when we sing, we should be focused on the words to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we will stop here.